WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Balloon pilots' records, deadly floods. I'm Elliot Francis. Police say the pilot of a hot air balloon that crashed in Texas, killing all 16 people aboard, had been arrested for DWI back in 2000. Alfred Skip Nichols received complaints about his balloon touring company. Ellen Skye reports.
The NTSB, FAA, FBI, and County Sheriff's Office are all investigating the cause of the crash. The NTSB's Eric Grossoff says initial 911 calls reported a car crash.
It's much like a crime scene. You only get one chance at it, so we want to make sure we do everything correctly. And thanks to the cooperation of all these agencies standing next to me and behind me, we've been able to start on the right foot with that.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's put out a statement saying the investigation into the cause of this tragic accident will continue. He says, may God's restorative strength and grace be with the families affected. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
Two are dead after heavy rain-triggered flash floods that swept through Ellicott City in Maryland Saturday. The area is about 12 miles west of Baltimore, located in a river valley. I'm Elliot Francis. NASA's latest spacecraft is on its way to California for testing. Jim Roop reports the space shuttle's next generation is called the Dream Chaser.
It's smaller, only a 23-foot wingspan, opposed to the space shuttle's 78 feet, but it can carry seven people into space, or no one. It's completely autonomous.
It means that onboard computers control everything that it does.
Sierra Nevada Corporation's Mark Cirangelo tells Colorado's KUSA-TV that this 12-year program has completed all the pre-flight testing, and now this prototype is ready to soar over the Mojave Desert in a series of atmospheric flight tests while a space-worthy version is being built, whose first scheduled space mission is set for 2019. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
The president of the International Olympic Committee is defending the decision not to ban Russia's entire Olympic team. Thomas Bach says the total ban on Russian participation can't be justified on either moral or legal grounds. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. News is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Metro Redline riders, brace yourselves. It's going to be a rough few weeks as SafeTrack Surge 6 starts today with single tracking between Tacoma Park and Silver Spring.
This is not pretty, but it is oh so necessary.
Montgomery County Councilor Roger Berliner says all Red Line riders will be affected during surges 6 and 7. Montgomery County Transportation Director Al Roshdie.
We expect that we're going to have major delays that could add an hour each way to your commutes.
Berliner says you need to look at all of your alternatives.
Study them up and do everything you can to avoid being discombobulated.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There is, however, some good news for Orange and Silver Line riders in Northern Virginia. Metro is reopening the East Falls Church Station at this hour for the first time since a train derailed there early last Friday. Police have identified the two people who died in the flash flooding in Ellicott City Saturday night. One of the victims was 35-year-old Jessica Watsula of Lebanon, Pennsylvania. The other, 38-year-old Joseph Blevins of Windsor Mill, Maryland. Both were in cars that got swept away by the high rushing water, and neither was able to make it to safety. Officials say the months-long recovery now facing Ellicott City could cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Floodwaters damaged nearly every home and business along Main Street. The Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration admits it erroneously issued commercial driver's licenses to over 250 illegal immigrants. And now it's telling each of them their license will be canceled within 30 days if they can't prove their citizenship or permanent residence. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,432, the Nasdaq at 5162. Sports Gio Gonzalez has another quality start, but the Nats lose to the Giants. The O's beat Toronto, and Jimmy Walker wins the PGA Championship. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 commuters inside the Beltway going westbound. We're narrowed to one lane, westbound 66. Before you get to Sycamore Street, we have a downed tree, the problem, so left lane is getting by the activity. Route 1, Richmond Highway at Lukens Lane, that's closed in each direction. Have a downed pole, a utility pole, and wires. Police are there and set up a detour as well. So again, that's Route 1 Richmond Highway closed at Lukens Lane. Around the Beltway we go, and Beltway looks great in Maryland, Virginia. No problems to report. Silver Spring, University Boulevard between Piney Branch Road and Carroll Avenue, that's closed due to a water main break. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine this morning mixes with clouds, increasing overcast with isolated showers, thunder showers, mainly second half of the day, 91, and that threat will linger into early tonight, 74. Tomorrow hit miss on thunderstorms once again, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Gainesville, 72 in La Plata, 77 degrees in Washington. Billionaire Mark Cuban endorses Hillary Clinton and rips Donald Trump. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've got stuff lined up for you to keep you informed, to keep you entertained. And coming up at 7:05 this morning, we'll start that with Joe DeGeneva. Joe DeGeneva will be our legal analyst. And then at 8:05, Tucker Carlson. And at 8:35, the former police chief of Baltimore on the decision to drop all the charges in the Freddie Gray matter. What is the outcome of all that? What does it mean for police officers on the street? Anthony Batts will join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And so we're done with the conventions. We've had our Republican convention in Cleveland. We've had our Democrats convention in Philadelphia. You've got your two major party nominees. And we find from many polls now that Hillary Clinton did indeed get somewhat of a minor bump coming out of her Philadelphia convention. We've got three polls. All three of them are conflicting. They polled through July 30th. And PPP polling puts Clinton up by 5. LA Times polling puts Trump up by 4. The Real Clear Average has Clinton up by 1, which is really just a statistical anomaly. So we don't know what's going to happen 100 days from now. But here's the interesting thing. There is greater interest after these two conventions in a third party option. Gary Johnson for the Libertarian ticket is getting a lot of attention. Jill Stein for the Green Party ticket is getting a lot of attention. In fact, one of Bernie Sanders' chief surrogates out there all during the primary process is considering running as Jill Stein's running mate on the Green Party ticket, which is a huge repudiation of Hillary Clinton and the Democrats for Bernie Sanders, you know, asking for unity over there with the Democrats, and to have his chief surrogate jump ship and go over and run with the Green Party. That's a big deal. So I want to ask you, are you firm in your choice one way or the other, whether you're going to vote Republican or Democrat? Do you think that is the only way that you can go? Or are you, at this point, a little less than 100 days out from the general election, are you interested in looking at, researching, and even considering voting for a third-party candidate? 888-630-9625. Are you on board with a third-party option? 888-630-WMAL. One other interesting poll from PPP, that's Public Policy Polling, Brian. I don't like getting lost in numbers here, but this one really caught my eye with this poll. Jill Stein right now in this poll where they throw it open to all different party options.
Right.
Jill Stein, the Green Party, gets 2% in the polling. Mm-hmm. Gary Johnson gets 6%. But coming in just behind Gary Johnson and ahead of Jill Stein in the Green Party, polling at 5% popularity right now for President of the United States. Mike McCary, you're listening to this because this is going to be good. Are you ready for this? 5% right now in the polling through this poll for President of the United States. Harambe the gorilla from the Cincinnati Zoo.
But he's dead.
He is a dead gorilla. He couldn't be more dead. He is deader than a doornail. He is Harambe the dead gorilla from Cincinnati Zoo, and he is currently polling at 5%. McKay's on board.
Yeah.
Mike McKay, our fabulous board operator, is ready to pull the lever for Harambe the gorilla, who died so tragically earlier this summer. Well, who are you going to vote for? And most importantly, are you considering a third-party option? 888-630-9625. The reason I raise the Harambe thing is because I think a lot of people just do this third-party thing as a crank. I really do. I don't think people who vote third-party honestly, legitimately believe that their candidate can win, and I think they do it just as I showed you. You know, they can go to a cocktail party and say, hey, don't look at me, I voted for Gary Johnson, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to have anything to do with either of them. I voted for Jill Stein. Please, I put in Harambe's name. Yeah, which I know gives people self-satisfaction, but really doesn't help our country one way or the other.
Yeah, look, I mean, I can understand. I think there are people legitimately who are looking around and they want better options. I mean, you hear this a lot. Well, I wish I had other options. I wish I had other options. Well, realistically, the next president of the United States is going to be either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Let's just be honest about it. That's the way things work in this country. There has been no real rise in a third-party candidate that's ever gotten enough votes to become the nominee. And if this is the time that happens, then, well, I don't see it coming. So you got these two choices out here, and a lot of people don't like their choices, and they're expressing that to pollsters, whether or not they'll actually go to the polls on election day and vote that third party choice, I think is an open question. And I don't think that ultimately many people will make that decision. You know, look, though, I can understand the frustration. I mean, for example, I've made a commitment because of what I believe and the things that I think are important in this country to support the Republican nominee, and that Republican nominee is Donald Trump. I'm not thrilled about Donald Trump from time to time. He says things that just, you know, completely shock me occasionally, and I have issues with it. But to me, it really comes down to the Supreme Court, and I think it will to a lot of people. I think ultimately that will be the deciding factor for most people is, okay, who do I want appointing the next Supreme Court justices? So third party, it's fun to talk about. But, you know, I mean, it doesn't look as if it may have an impact on the election. If just enough people vote for the third party candidates, it might take enough votes away from one or the other to have an impact on the outcome. But ultimately, I think most people will reject that idea when it finally comes to pulling the lever.
Well, a great final point there, Brian Wilson, and people should not pretend that the third party votes don't make a difference, because when you look at all of the polls right now, when it's a head to head, it's a dead heat, basically, when you average them out. When it is including a third or fourth party candidate, Hillary Clinton does much better. Mm-hmm. Kathy, in Fairfax, you're first up on WMAL. Are you ready to go third party, Kathy?
Hey, Kathy.
I will never go for a third party, but I am absolutely on board with Donald Trump, especially after watching a mess through the DNC and then listening to Hillary Clinton last night and going on her website and looking at the things that they've been talking about with this uranium enrichment. I mean, you know, I have a problem with somebody coming out and ripping Donald Trump apart for going up against the Gold Star family when Hillary Clinton called the mother of Smith, who we lost in Benghazi, a liar. I think she is pathetic. I think she does not deserve the office of the presidency. And I think she's the biggest freaking hypocrite known to man.
All right, Kathy. So thank you for chiming in. We know that Kathy won't be going third party. Yeah. And by the way, well, you're mentioning, of course, the Gold Star dad, Mr. Khan. We will be discussing that quite a bit coming up in the next hour, and as well as Hillary Clinton's performance on Fox News Sunday.
Yeah, well.
But she is fired up. That a lot of people are fired up. But you heard what made her fired up there. And Kathy, I do appreciate the call. But most of it is to stop Hillary Clinton. That when people are energized in this election right now, unless you're really on board the Trump trainer, unless you're really somebody who has been pining for a Clinton presidency, a Hillary presidency, you're really just trying to stand in the way of the other guy.
You're not voting for somebody, you're voting against somebody.
Right.
And that really, you're absolutely right about that. I think that is a major factor in this election cycle.
Bill in Woodbridge, you stay right there, sir, because you want, you're flirting with the Libertarian Party, and I understand that inclination. I think I we share a lot of common interest in the Libertarian Party. I've looked at it quite a bit over the last several years, and this year quite a bit as well. So let's talk to Bill in a moment. And the rest of you, are you exploring a third-party option here, given the choices that you've got? We've had both conventions. We've evaluated them, and many people, apparently, according to the latest polls, are really seriously looking at the third-party option. 888-630-WMAL.
Well, it's time now at 5:15 for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Couple items working here early. 66 will begin with you inside the Beltway. A downed tree. 66 westbound before you get to the exit for Sycamore Street. That tree blocks the right lane of the two. In Mount Vernon, utility pole down, wires down, and as a result, we have Route 1 Richmond Highway closed in each direction between Lukens Lane and Fry Road, and a detour is set up. Looks like that might be with us through the morning rush hour. Crews at the scene are saying it's going to take a little while. It's going to take definitely a little while in Silver Spring to do the repairs for a water main break. It's like deja vu in this area. University Boulevard blocked between Piney Branch and Carroll Avenue. Again, for the water main breaks coming on University Boulevard, say from the Beltway, take Piney Branch over to New Hampshire Avenue. That will work as your alternate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a chance of rain every day, really, this week. But no big rainstorms are on the horizon. High today, 91. Tonight, 74 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 89. Let's look the rest of the week. Wednesday in the mid-80s. Thursday in the upper 80s. Friday in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is now 5:16 on WMAL.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370. Third party support surging is the headline from The Hill that lays out that over the last several weeks, there has been a steady and noticeable jump in support for third party candidates. The biggest beneficiary, according to The Hill, is Libertarian Gary Johnson, who shot up from 4.5% to 7.2%, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, who has seen an uptick of 2.5% to 3.5%. And we ask you if you are...
I mean, that could be total around 10%.
About 10% of people...
That's interesting.
Not enough, though, to get it. Just so you know, as we discuss the debate schedule coming up between the two major parties, it looks like we won't have the specter that we had back in the 90s with Ross Perot standing up there because you need 15%.
Yeah.
But guess what? Here's the deal. Just ask Ralph Nader what kind of difference 2% in the polls can make.
Certainly.
Because he was there in Florida in 2000, and that
2% and it
was plenty.
Yeah.
Bill in Woodbridge, you're on WMAL. Bill, third party?
Well, I just came to the conclusion, guys, this weekend, you're not going to beat Hillary's machine. You can't fight the media. You can't fight the celebrity presence. You can't fight the idea that they're wedging out any libertarian views. They just won't let him in. They won't give him interviews of any substance. It's just a losing battle, guys. I mean, let them get the government they want. We always get the government we deserve. And if the sheep will want to keep following Hillary, let them do I've thrown my hands up.
So, Bill, you're gonna vote Libertarian Party just because you feel like you can't beat Hillary?
No. I want to hear a lot more from the Libertarian, but he's getting wedged out. I don't even hardly know his name. You very seldom see him on mainstream.
Yeah. Well, his name's Gary Johnson. I mean, CNN did a whole forum and a town hall with him about 2 weeks ago, right before the conventions. And, I mean, he's out there. He's out there. There's plenty out there.
In the middle of summer, they're doing CNN's doing some two-hour tidbit. I mean, who's home in the middle of summer? I don't even see this guy on a daily basis,
Bill,
like he should.
I'm not defending the media. I'm just letting you know where you can find information if you're looking for him. I mean, you can't say, well, geez, it's the middle of the summer. They just had the two conventions in the middle of the summer, too, but that got plenty of viewers.
Yeah, because the two primary parties were involved. This guy, he didn't get a fighting chance.
All right, Bill, listen, all I can tell you is for anybody who's just sort of throwing up their hands like Bill saying there's no way we can stop Hillary and her machine and her money and her influence and the media and all of the things that Hillary has going for her, for all of you thinking that, just bear in mind that with all of that money, you know, outspending Donald Trump 40-1, with the media on her side,
yeah,
with universities on her side, with social media on her side, she's still neck and neck with Donald Trump in the polls. Yeah,
that's right.
That's that. I mean, if you're not in some way hopeful that Hillary Clinton can be defeated, I don't know what to tell you. Holly in Gainesville, you're next up on WMAL. Are you going third party, Holly?
Good morning. It's Polly.
Oh, hi, Polly. I'm sorry. Polly with
we
a P.
Yeah.
That's okay. I was a Kasich supporter until he dropped out. And then I didn't know what to do. Hillary and Trump, there's just no way I could even vote for them. Like they say, vote your conscience. I learned about Gary Johnson on the CNN town hall a few weeks ago. And I like what he and Bill Weld have put together. But like your previous caller said, there has been virtually nothing in the news about these individuals and what they stand for. I don't agree with all of their issues, but I don't agree with all of the things that Trump and Hillary say either. Like, not much of any of that. But it's a shame that the media is not giving us the information on these third-party candidates to actually give us a choice. If you go to any of the mainstream media websites, like CNN or CBS or any of those, and click on their political page, and they show poll results. They're only polling people about Hillary and the Donald. Nothing on third party. I was talking to my aunt up in Iowa this weekend, and she's just adamant she can't vote for Trump, she can't vote for Hillary. So I said, well, what about Gary Johnson? And she's like, who? So if I vote throws something, I don't know.
Yeah.
If more people heard about the libertarians, then perhaps we could have another third major party in the U.S.
But Holly, you know, most of the votes for a libertarian party, generally speaking, come from people who would otherwise vote for the Republican Party. So, I mean, really, if the Libertarian Party does surge and become a legitimate, viable third party option,
right,
it just means that the Democratic Party is going to be that much more powerful.
Well, you're absolutely right there. But I just, you know, as a Christian, I follow, you know, 1 Corinthians 5:11. If anyone claims to be a brother or sister in Christ and slanders, fornicates, and all that other bad stuff, the scriptures say don't even associate with them. Not that I'm a Bible thumper or anything, but Trump has done so much to destroy the Republican Party, as far as I'm concerned. And his past history, you know, Felix Sater, Jeffrey Epstein, the little old lady up in New Jersey that he harassed for not selling her home, Trump University.
I understand.
All of these activities, yeah, and it's winning. You know, Mike Pence shouldn't be his running partner. It should be Charlie Sheen.
Well, I was going to add, it's funny, Holly, that we have to leave it there, but I was going to say the fact that Mike Pence, who is a very strong believer, I believe, in his Christian faith, he has found it in himself to be on board with him. But I understand your hesitation, Holly. I do. That's why we're having the conversation. So are you in a place where you're going third party or at least flirting with the idea? Give us a call. It's 523.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Today's the 1st of August. That's right, the 1st of August. And, you know, what do you do in the month of August? Well, you start thinking about the kids going back to school, perhaps. Maybe you're thinking about, planning a fall road trip. But, you know, also, it wouldn't hurt to stop for a moment and think about whether or not your home or business is secure. And if you need some help in that regard, Ackerman Security can help. For just $19.95 a month, Ackerman can protect you with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, carbon monoxide, all with a guaranteed response time. And if you really want to be in the know, Ackerman can set you up with remote access to view screenshots, video clips, or to be alerted when people enter or exit your home or business. With Ackerman's Total Connect service, it's just a few dollars more. You can also adjust the lights, the locks, the thermostats through a smartphone or tablet. It's very high-tech and secure. You know, I can honestly recommend Ackerman Security. Security is what they do. They do it better than anyone else. They have a guaranteed response time, great customer service, certified monitoring. Ackerman is the way to go. And make the switch and save. Here's the deal. You call you mention WMAL, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070, or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with HiBridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The HiBridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Above all, have peace of mind that HiBridge consistently delivers safe, predictable outcomes and lasting results. With HiBridge, you can smile confidently knowing that your teeth are customized to look natural and function as real teeth should. Now, you can eat the food you love and enjoy the social life you deserve. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry today to learn more about HiBridge at 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHiBridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
It's 525 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's Safe Track Surge number 6, and this one's going to be a big one here on the red line, they all are, between Silver Spring and Tacoma, single tracking through August the 7th. And this means that an impact definitely for red line commuters. In fact, Metro Rail says this will impact the red line trains between Glenmont and Noma Gallaudet with longer lines for all these commuters and crowded trains, so plan accordingly. And again, between Silver Spring and Tacoma with the single tracking. On the roads we go around the Beltway with good news. It looks good through Silver Spring. No problems heading to the Wilson Bridge through Annandale and Tyson. 66 westbound near Sycamore Street. They were looking for a downed tree that was in the right lane. Also, with the water main break in Silver Spring, University Boulevard remains closed between Piney Branch and Carroll Avenue. Use New Hampshire Avenue as your alternate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry morning for most of us. We'll continue to see clouds increase, though. So early morning sun and then a stray shower thunderstorm from about midday on, 91. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is now 527 on WMAL.
And we're discussing now, as we are just a little under 100 days to the general election, and we're after our conventions now, whether you are doing what The Hill suggests in their publication this weekend, many Americans are doing, which is considering a third-party candidate because you're dissatisfied with the two choices. We're wondering if you are on board with a third party. Brian in Fredericksburg, you're on WMAL. Go, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I was just going to say, I actually think the ground right now is more fertile for a third party to finally show up more than ever. On the Democrat side, I'm a former Democrat myself. I'm still registered as one, but I'm a classical liberal. I believe in individual freedoms. I don't believe in this progressive, identitarian, authoritarian nonsense that has unfortunately completely infected my party. On the other side, I can't get with the Republican Party because of the stances on most of the social issues. I don't care about abortion. I don't care about gay marriage. What I care about is reduction of government and economic responsibility. The Libertarian Party at this point is providing the best option for that. It's providing somebody who says, look, we believe in free market and smaller government, while at the same time, we don't really care what you do in the bedroom. We don't really care what you do with your body.
Yeah,
I think you're going to find a lot of people from both sides are going to start to gravitate to that going, Republicans want smaller government, or at least they were supposed to.
Right, Brian, I hear you. And it's funny to me because Trump, I think, in my lifetime is probably the Republican nominee who cares least about what happens in your bedroom. Can I ask you, do you care about immigration, Brian?
I do, but at the same time, I can't. The biggest thing that my issue with the Libertarians is I don't necessarily agree with their foreign policy.
Uh-huh.
I'm a soldier. I work in the intelligence community. I understand that we have to be involved on the global stage.
All right, Brian.
You can't just kind of do the thing and sit back and say, oh, you know.
Well, I'd love to get into national security, but I asked you specifically about immigration. We're out of time. I appreciate the call. Take a look at their immigration policies, though, because they want open borders. That's the bottom line, and that's my problem with the Libertarians right now. It's 528.
Ever notice that the last three letters in American spell can? Maybe that's why we want to say we can shop online, we can use free Wi-Fi, and we can give our social security number and other personal information to our bank if we want to. But the fact that we can do all of those things exposes personal information that can lead to identity theft. At LifeLock, we believe you have the right to be free to do everything you do every day. So we use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a huge variety of identity threats. And we have a U.S.-based team who will work to resolve issues if your identity ever is stolen. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can live with more peace of mind. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And if you become a LifeLock member now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. LifeLock.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that this choice is the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Well, coming up in just a moment, a really tragic flood in Ellicott City claiming the life of two, doing millions of dollars worth of damage. We'll talk about that. It's all coming up after the news, 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Metro's Safe Track Surge number 6 starts today, and this time it's Red Line riders who will feel the squeeze. The Red Line will be continuously single-tracking between Silver Spring and Tacoma today through next Sunday. Montgomery County Councilmember Roger Berliner says,
"This is a time when we should remember that old scouting phrase. Be prepared."
Montgomery County's transportation director says Red Line delays during Surge 6 could add an hour each way to your commute. Officials say the repair and restoration of Old Town Ellicott City could take months and cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Flash flooding Saturday night affected nearly every home and business on Main Street in Ellicott City and killed two people whose cars were swept away in the floodwaters. Donald Trump continues to take heat from all sides after lashing out over the weekend at the parents of a fallen American soldier.
Gold Star father Kazir Khan, who while honoring his son on stage at the Democratic National Convention, said Trump had sacrificed nothing. Over the weekend, Trump responded.
"I made a lot of sacrifices. I work very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs."
Khan hit back during an interview on CNN's State of the Union, telling Jim Acosta,
"This person is totally incapable of empathy. I want his family to counsel him, teach him some empathy. He will be a better person if he could become, but he is a black soul."
Correspondent Kristen Holmes reporting. Authorities in Texas say it may take a long time to positively identify all the victims of a hot air balloon crash over the weekend. 16 people were killed when the balloon crashed into high-tension power lines before bursting into flames. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,432, the Nasdaq at 5,162. Sports, the Giants hold the Nationals to just 3 hits to earn a split of the series. The O's beat Toronto to reclaim first place in the AL East, and Jimmy Walker closes with a 3-under 67 to win the PGA Championship. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Lexotril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Silver Spring closed due to a water main break. University Boulevard between Piney Branch Road and Carroll Avenue. If you usually use that route, you want to take New Hampshire Avenue as your alternate. Around the Beltway through Silver Spring, topside, no problems across the Legion Bridge or Wilson Bridge. We'll take you into Virginia, where on Route 1 in Mount Vernon, we have a closure due to a downed utility pole and wires. Route 1, Richmond Highway, closed between Lukens Lane and Fry Road. Please hit the scene there. Detour is set up. Work, but plan for that workaround through the morning rush hour. Northwest DC, Wisconsin Avenue, South of Nebraska Avenue, crash reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
91 today, sunshine with clouds this morning, increasing clouds this afternoon. Isolated showers, thunder showers are possible today. Could be at any time, but better chance this afternoon. Tonight, 74, storm threat early. Isolated showers, thunder showers tomorrow. Rain not widespread. 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Chantilly, 70 in Bowie, 77 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is 5:37. You're listening to WMAL because it's where Washington comes to talk. Later this morning, 7:05, former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Joe DiGenova, will join us. Wonder what he thinks of Hillary Clinton's interview last night on Fox News Sunday. Boy, oh boy, denial. Then at 8:05, Tucker Carlson, our good friend, Fox News dude, and also the editor-in-chief of Daily Caller. We'll get his take on the next 100 days leading up to the presidential election. And then at 8:35, the former Baltimore police chief, Anthony Batts, is going to join us to talk about the fallout up there in Baltimore after the horrible job of the politicians exploiting the death of Freddie Gray for political and racial gain. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I need somebody,
help,
not just anybody,
help,
you know I need someone,
help.
I mean, you may have heard a few shouts of help in Ellicott City on Saturday night. Oh my gosh, have you seen the pictures of what was going on in Old Town Ellicott City when 6 inches of rain fell within a two-hour period? I mean, that's rain of biblical proportions, and the entire main street turned into a wall of water, cars being washed away, people being washed away, storefronts all along Main Street in Ellicott City have been destroyed. It will take years and years and years to rebuild that town the way it has always been, and the damage is amazing. Two people are dead. Listen to this. At some point on Saturday night, some 80 people had to be rescued from their cars. I mean, they got into their cars and they tried to get out of there and they got stuck and 80 people had to get rescued. Here, there was one dramatic rescue that was captured on videotape. And basically, it was right on Main Street. A woman is in her Volkswagen Bug and it's washing down the street and the water is coming over the hood of the car, over the roof of the car. And about four guys form a human chain and put their own lives at risk. And this is all captured in a video. And they get her out of that Volkswagen and brought her back to safety. And she was very afraid. Her name was Jamie Knight, and she spoke to Channel 9.
I'm grateful. I'm very thankful. I wish I knew his name.
Yeah, she didn't even know the guy who rescued her. I mean, she was in the chaos of the moment. She was just glad to be alive, and she talked more about that situation.
I'm not a strong swimmer, so I was really afraid of getting washed down the street.
Yeah, and you could tell she was absolutely panicked and didn't know what to do. What a horrible situation there. Again, two dead. State of emergency declared by Governor Hogan, who toured the site yesterday and made a promise that he'll do everything he possibly can do to help the people of Howard County and Ellicott City that have sustained such damage. I have a friend who lives over there, and she texted me that her city is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's really tragic.
Yeah, listen, our signal reaches up to Ellicott City. We get a lot of callers from Ellicott City. If anybody is up right now, I'm sure that you're sort of shell-shocked from the unbelievable 48 hours that you've been through. But give us a call if you want to share a story, 888-630-WMAL, or let us know how you would like people around here to think about your town and help you out right now, 888-630-9625. What struck me about this, Brian, is I can't imagine anybody over the course of the last several years living in Ellicott City thinking to themselves at any time legitimately that this could happen. When something like this happens, when it is a natural disaster, you know, who sits around? You know, we all contemplate our fate. You know, we all contemplate how are we going to go? And I think most of us think in the best case scenario is that we're all going to live a very long, healthy life and die from some natural causes or some sort of illness that takes us toward the end of our life. The last thing you think is, oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of rain and there's going to be a flash flood and I'm going to get swept away with water. It is terrifying, that thought. I can't imagine what it must have been like and how it just has an impact on so many people's lives when just, you know, God reminds you, hey, I'm still here, and this kind of thing can happen.
Well, I mean, flooding is not unknown in Ellicott City. You got a river running right through the middle of town, so I mean that's something. But
Jim, like this,
but not like this. I mean, this came so quick and so heavy that it just overwhelmed. You know, usually when you have flooding in a river, you know it's coming. You have some warning. A flash flood like this, and apparently this was. I mean, over in nearby Columbia, they got about half as much rain. I mean, this was a very isolated thunderstorm cell that just stayed right over Ellicott City and just dumped a ton of water very, very quickly. 6 inches. 6 inches of rain in 2 hours. Unbelievable. Well, how tragic it was there and how difficult it's going to be to rebuild that city. There may be other people who turn up missing as a result of this, but the fact that that some 120 people were actually rescued and could have easily been part of the death toll had it not been for the bravery of so many first responders and just average guys on the street who just did what needed to be done.
Well, police do say that there are no reports of missing people at this time, and we certainly pray that that stays the same and doesn't change. And our prayers are with you in Ellicott City as you utilize that Maryland spirit and start the rebuilding effort immediately.
It is now 5:43.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq.
The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It is 5:45 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, busy in the Mount Vernon area. Looks like a van brought down a utility pole and wires, and expected through the rush hour, the closure of Route 1 Richmond Highway between Lukens Lane and Fry Roads. When you get up to the scene of the incident, police are there and a detour is set in place, so a little extra time for the workaround. 66 in the westbound direction. Take you inside the Beltway. Have a tree down. Yep, we're talking about all this rain. Tree down on 66 westbound as you come up towards Sycamore Street. Stay to the left to get by. As you're coming eastbound, let's go outside of the Beltway, out of Manassas, through Centerville to the Beltway. That looks good for everybody. Water main break in Silver Spring. Repairs continue and shut down as University Boulevard between Piney Branch and Carroll Avenue, your alternate New Hampshire Avenue. 270 off to a quiet start. Beltway's good. And again, reminder, we're starting now. Safe Track Surge number 6 through Sunday, August 7th. The red line single tracking between Tacoma and Silver Spring. Expect delays on the red line. In fact, the entire stretch between Glenmont and Noma Gallaudet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a long investigation, FBI Director James Comey said none of those things that you told the American public were true.
Chris, that's not what I...
Here's the forecast. Looks like it's going to be a chance of rain just about every day, but no big fronts moving through. A high of 91 today, low tonight 74, high tomorrow 89. Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is now 5:47 on WMAL. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
5:47 on WMAL. Yesterday on Fox News Sunday, Hillary Clinton sat down with Chris Wallace, and it was a shocking and stunning performance by Hillary Clinton. I must say, I don't know whether it was just audacity on display with an incredible attempt to spin facts, or whether it was just a woman in complete denial. One of the two things it was, and I'm not sure which it was. She was asked about her decision not to bring charges, but that she basically handled classified material in a very irresponsible way. This was the final analysis by James Comey, even though they decided not to bring charges. They very much laid out a pretty damning case against Hillary Clinton and the way she handled classified data on her homebrew server. And Chris Wallace asked her about this and listened to her answer.
After a long investigation, FBI Director James Comey said none of those things that you told the American public were true.
Chris, that's not what I heard Director Comey say, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to, in my view, clarify. Director Comey said that my answers were truthful and what I've said is consistent with what I have told the American people. That there were decisions discussed and made to classify retroactively certain of the emails. I was communicating with over 300 people in my emailing. They certainly did not believe and had no reason to believe that what they were sending was classified.
So, you know, here's, this is just bizarre, because that is simply not what James Comey said. And Chris Wallace was very quick to point that out and played a little clip from the hearing. Take a listen.
But in a congressional hearing on July 7th, Director Comey directly contradicted what you had told the public.
Secretary Clinton said there was nothing marked classified on her emails either sent or received. Was that true?
That's not true.
Secretary Clinton said I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Was that true?
Now, there was classified material emailed.
He directly contradicted what... He not only directly contradicted what you said, he also said in that hearing that you were extremely careless and negligent.
Well, Chris, I looked at the whole transcript of everything that was said, and what I believe is, number one, I made a mistake not using two different email addresses. I have said that, and I repeat it again today.
It's pretty shocking. I don't know what in the world she was trying to pull there.
She's completely consistent, isn't she? She is either in denial, as you said, or she's protected from any kind of critical or damaging news, and this is the first she's heard of this exchange with Gowdy and Comey. Or she's a pathological liar, and she's protected and rewarded for being a pathological liar because, Brian, she made history. So stop being so mean to her.
It's 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
In Obama's swan song speech at Democrat convention last week, he listed a number of achievements he wants as his legacy. He also ignored some things that any honest historian would include. Now, here's one that liberal historians will no doubt try to forget. So far, in the last year of Obama's presidency, police fatalities have increased 78% over last year. According to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, 33 officers have been killed in gun-related fatalities. In Texas alone, following the massacre in Dallas, 13 have been killed. Another 7 killed in Louisiana. The president of the organization, Craig Floyd, expressed his concern over the sharp uptick of deaths. He told the Wall Street Journal that if this surge keeps up, this will be the deadliest year for law enforcement in decades. Last week in Philadelphia, outside the Democrat convention, Black Lives Matter held a march called Black DNC Resistance March against police terrorism and state repression. The protesters chanted, "No justice, no peace, take it to the streets, and F the police." And one sign read, "A violent system will meet a violent demise." A woman held a poster, "Blue Lives Ain't Real." Now, this took place just 2 weeks after Obama praised Black Lives Matter in Spain. This dangerous climate is part of the Obama legacy, like it or not. You can't deny it.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1212. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1212.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, New Look will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Built for business.
In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's take in the Tenleytown area, Northwest DC. Looks like we have one lane getting by. Looks like the steel plate that was along the roadway cracked, and they have 2 lanes blocked northbound Wisconsin Avenue before you get to Nebraska. That's in the Tenley Circle area. No problems to report right now. Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. So that's looking good. 270 off to a quiet start. Volume, though, forming. Water main break closing University Boulevard between Piney Branch and Carroll Avenue. New Hampshire Avenue is your alternate. And Virginia, Mount Vernon area, Route 1, Richmond Highway closed between Lukens Lane and Fry Road down a utility pole and wires. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry morning for most of us. We'll continue to see clouds increase, though. So early morning sun and then a stray shower thunderstorm from about midday on, 91. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees, 556.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with HyBridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The HyBridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Above all, have peace of mind that HyBridge consistently delivers safe, predictable outcomes and lasting results. With HyBridge, you can smile confidently knowing that your teeth are customized to look natural and function as real teeth should. Now, you can eat the food you love and enjoy the social life you deserve. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry today to learn more about HyBridge at 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHyBridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson from my friends at Ackerman Security. Now, I know during the month of August, you're thinking about the kids going back to school, but also take a moment to make sure your home or business is secure. Ackerman Security's been doing that with a guaranteed response time for over 4 decades. Here's something else to think about. If you want to be able to get screenshots, video clips, know when people enter or exit your home or business, you can do that with Ackerman's Total Connect. You can also adjust lights, locks, and thermostats through a smartphone or tablet. It's very high-tech, and it costs just a few dollars more than their basic face $19.95 a month monitoring fee. I can't recommend Ackerman Security enough. They do security better than anyone else because security is all they do. With a guaranteed response time, great customer service, and certified monitoring, Ackerman makes sure you are always safe and protected. So make the switch and save. Call Ackerman at 888-999-1070. Mention you heard this ad on WMAL and get up to 3 months of free monitoring if you call in the month of August. Call now and save. 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Digital Government Institute's 930Gov is back for its fourth annual technology conference and expo at the D.C. Convention Center, Wednesday, August 24th only. Featuring conferences on cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Attend, learn, and network with leading experts from each of these communities. Registration is free for government and industry. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th only. Go to 930Gov.com. That's 930Gov.com.
You get used to it, but you really shouldn't.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Let me turn this off. Junk is like ambient noise.
You don't realize how much it was bothering you until it's gone.
Now let's get rid of some visual noise.
All you have to do is point.
That. And that.
And all of that.
Wow, it's a new world.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready for some visual peace and quiet,
visit 1-800-GUTJUNK.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Donald Trump is facing a media firestorm over his response to a man whose son died during the Iraq War. We'll ask you, what would you say in response?
Well, the Simpsons get political, but it raises a question, you know, because Homer's becoming a Democrat because it pleases the Mrs. Is that happening at your house? Is there marital discord over this coming